Ukraine's president had an unusual pitch at the United Nations General Assembly today. He said the UN has failed to resolve Russia's war against his country, so, Volodymyr Zelensky says, Ukraine has had to rely on its friends and its own weapons. And he said Ukrainian drones have been so successful against Russia that he's ready to start exporting them to like-minded nations, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Speaking to the General Assembly for the fourth time as a wartime president, Volodymyr Zelensky says he's learned one big lesson about the world body.
Today, no one but ourselves can guarantee security. Only strong alliances, only strong partners, and only our own weapons.
He told the UN General Assembly that Russia's war has sparked an arms race, and he touted the drones Ukraine has been building to defend itself from Russia's stockpile of missiles and Iranian-made drones.
Ukraine doesn't have the big fat missiles dictators love to show off in parades, but we do have drones that can fly up to 2,000-3,000 kilometers. We had no choice but to build them to protect our right to life.
Zelensky spoke a lot about Ukrainian drones, telling countries around the world that they should do business with Ukraine rather than Russia.
We are ready to make our modern weapons become your modern security, your modern weapon. And we have decided to open up arms exports. And these are powerful systems tested in a real war when every international institution failed.
The sales pitch seemed to have worked on President Trump, who met with Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Trump now seems to think that Ukraine can retake territory now occupied by Russia, and he had this to say at one of his many photo ops on Tuesday.
It's been a terrible war. It should have ended, and Russia should have stopped it. But they've been 3.5 years, and they've gotten nuts so far. So we'll see what happens. But the other side can fight, too. And they've proven that. Maybe it could be that Russia's a paper tiger.
Trump said he thought it would be easy to end the war because of his close relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
But unfortunately, that relationship didn't mean anything, unfortunately.
Ever since he hosted Putin in Alaska last month, the Russians have stepped up their strikes on Ukrainian cities and towns and even violated NATO airspace with drones and fighter jets. European diplomats at the UN have been pressing Trump to put more pressure on Putin. Russian diplomats have called the Europeans paranoid Russophobes. Putin did not come to the UN, so there are few expectations of any real negotiations. Secretary of State Marco Rubio did meet his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, though they did not speak to reporters. Zelensky's pitch was mostly about rallying the world to turn against Russia.
Whether you help peace or continue trading with Russia and helping Russia to fund this war, it depends on you.
And he urged countries not to stay silent. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.